DNA describes what you are. It does not describe who you are. In one's DNA can be found, if you will, the mapping of all those intricate parts that make up the physical life of any living creature. So many of those qualities that we observe in each other can be, if you will, affirmed through DNA. Jesus' neighbors were very clear about what he was. He was the carpenter. He was the son of Mary. He had other relatives. They knew him. He grew up in their town. They were aware of his talents. They were aware of his strengths and his weaknesses. They were aware of, they thought, everything about him. They knew what he was. They did not have a clue as to who he was. Now that is the same with you and with me. Our DNA tells us what we are. It does not describe who we are. You and I are creatures of the living God. We bear within ourselves the very image of that God. We are graced and filled with the power of the Spirit. And our very being is defined in terms of the death and the resurrection of Jesus. That's the who we are. The what we are is the container, if you will, in which the who lives and acts. Now, the reason we gather together Sunday after Sunday is because it is very, very possible for us to focus so much on what we are that we begin to forget who we are. And the sacrament of the Eucharist is very simply the presence of the mystery of Christ and our being drawn into that mystery that we might remember who we are. The what we are can become so obvious and so consuming that that's all we see in our neighbor, and we neglect to see the very image of the living God. The what we are can become so much our focus that we even forget to see that very image in ourselves. If the what of who we are, if the what of us overcomes, subsumes, buries the who we are, you and I will fail to meet our destiny. Our destiny is found in the who. Our destiny is found in the mystery that is encapsulated and contained within what we are. Well, Jesus was distressed because all of his disciples, those people who he had lived with, those people who had gathered around him, they were aware only of what could be discovered by DNA. they did not see more deeply. You and I come together week after week so that we can remember who we are, so that we never ever forget that in the waters of baptism, we have been drawn into the very mystery of Christ, a mystery that defines us, a mystery that is to become ever more present and operative in life, a mystery by which we are configured, and a mystery which will ultimately bring us before the face of the living God. The reason we gather is so we don't forget.